This is Senator Al Simpson. As Congress stalls and delays action on anti-crime legislation, muggers creep ever closer to the doorstep of the Capitol. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in President Bush's State of the Union address in 91, he asked Congress to pass a crime bill in 100 days. Remember that, pal? Not only did Congress fail to act in 100 days, but then 200 days evaporated into thin air, and now the clock is still ticking away over a year later without lawmakers ever doing their work. Now crime has hit pretty close to home for Congress. One Senate staff member was gunned down just blocks away from the House and Senate. Ted, it's long past time to buckle down and pass this bill. If you really need any further examples of why we desperately need a crime bill, you just need to look out your own window.
Al, you forgot something. It was Senate Republicans who blocked action on the crime bill last year. We had a tough crime bill ready to send to the president, but you filibustered it. Remember, Al? Our Democratic bill was tougher on crime than your Republican alternative. We had more death penalties than the Bush bill, tougher penalties for other violent crimes, and more police and more prosecutors to fight crime on the streets. Every major police organization in the country supported us, Al. They know what's at stake. Their lives are on the line. The Fraternal Order of Police called it the toughest anti-crime legislation to emerge from Congress in recent memory. You forgot something else, Al. You're continuing all-out opposition to handgun control. Too many Republicans are in the hip pocket of the National Rifle Association. Next time you read about guns on the streets and guns in the schools, Al, look in the mirror. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the administration's capital gains tax cut for the rich. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.